Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:34, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Of course, your top story is the shooting that took place in Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan, yesterday afternoon, basically during rush hour. Four dead, including a police officer. The gunman turned the gun on himself as well. And more information is forthcoming. But joining us right now from Gun Owners of America, Louis Valdez. Good morning, Louis. How are you today?
Good morning, and I wish we were talking about more positive issues right now, but this is what's happening.
Yeah, and it's, of course, you've got the mainstream media. They've got a certain anti-gun agenda going on, and you've already got a Democrat congressman from New York coming out and already talking about, you know, gun control, even though New York City has strict gun control. But this guy was walking down the road with a, you know, with a rifle, you know, apparently, allegedly, is like an AR in New York City. So it's great that they have cameras, but it doesn't stop a guy like this, does it?
Well, this is a prime example that every piece of gun control legislation ever passed, because remember, New York City is one of the most anti-gun locations in the country, in no way stops crime. Bad guys are going to do bad things because they're bad people. These laws only hurt the law-abiding, and on top of that, the highly restrictive nature that prevents law-abiding New Yorkers from being able to carry and defend themselves left them defenseless.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of my points. Is just the other day in a Walmart parking lot in Traverse City, Michigan, you know, there was an armed former Marine that was there, and he was able to subdue a guy who had already stabbed like 11 people, and because he was armed, and you know, he was you know, acting as a citizen, and he was able to stop that guy from you know, stabbing more people. So yeah, they, I guess the folks that are left of center that are anti-gun, they only remember the stories where, you know, a gun was used by a person who was out to kill people.
Very much so. And, you know, it's just once again showing that every piece of gun control law that is passed does nothing. And of course, you know, the governor of New York and the mayor and every anti-gunner in New York and in the Northeast, they're going to be harping on this, and they're going to be saying, oh, we got to pass more gun laws. We got to pass this. Look, New York already has magazine capacity bans, firearm bans. They have basically the entire state is a gun-free zone after Bruin. We're suing them over that. They have mandatory waiting periods, mandatory background checks. None of that works. None of that stops anything.
Yeah, and one of the things that the lefties will avoid, they'll talk about gun control, but they won't talk about the defund the police and the effect that that has had in law enforcement. And some of these people are the ones that do the real-time investigative work while something's unfolding.
Yeah, you know, one of the people that was shot and killed was an NYPD officer. My heart goes out to the family as a former cop. He was working in off-duty detail, and this whole defund the police movement, again, that just shows you, okay, so you want to defund law enforcement, you want to keep the law-abiding from being able to defend themselves. What excuse are lawmakers now using? I mean, the Democratic candidate that's running for mayor in New York City literally is saying, well, you know, we shouldn't have police respond to domestic violence calls. We should defund the police and we should disarm the public. Oh, okay, so you just want criminals to run amok throughout society as a whole? It comes down to a very simple thing. When seconds count, as we've seen, cops are minutes to an hour away over and over again. And as a former law enforcement officer, I say this, look, we're not first preventers, we're first responders. We show up after the fact, put up the crime scene tape, and do the chalk outline. And what happened in Michigan is an excellent example. That it was an armed citizen who stopped crime from occurring.
Mm-hmm.
But this gun control is a fallacy. It doesn't work. And New York City is prime evidence of this. How many times now has New York City been in the news for violent crime like this, and yet they keep preaching to the rest of the country, look, you need to disarm yourselves, when the rest of the country isn't disarmed and they're able to stop crime?
Great point as usual. Hey, big beautiful Bill, we thought that the tax and the rigmarole and jumping through all the hoops for a suppressor, for instance, was going to go away. Now apparently there's one lawmaker that's talking about making the tax on suppressors $4,700. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that is that he could go fly a kite, and that's why GOA filed our one big beautiful lawsuit to fully repeal the National Firearms Act. An excise tax on an inalienable God-given right is wrong, period. It doesn't matter if the tax is $0 or if it's $4,700. This is an inalienable right that shouldn't be taxed, shouldn't be regulated, shouldn't be controlled, shouldn't be turned into a criminal act simply because you have a firearm that has a barrel under 16 inches or its overall length is under 26 inches. It's ludicrous.
It really is, and one of the things Gun Owners of America and you do specifically is you let us know about a legislation that is coming up, and you also let us know, who's in charge, who the good guys are, so to speak, when it comes to Second Amendment rights. And apparently, it looks like this guy, Joe Gruters out of Sarasota, apparently is getting the backing of Donald Trump to be the head of the RNC. And that's a big position, and it carries a lot of weight, and you also can push an agenda. And my understanding is he might not be as friendly to the Second Amendment as we would hope he would be.
State Senator Joe Gruters has never really been pro-gun. He's never really been a friend of gun owners. When he was the state party chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, at no point did he have the party actually back any pro-gun legislation, use its office as a bully pulpit to campaign for 2A rights. And Gruters in charge of the Republican Party on a national level, there's a danger to that because he'll just pay lip service to gun owners while in reality, as a former lawmaker, he's pushed anti-gun agenda. He voted in favor of the Parkland bill. He would be pushing that on a national level through the national party. That's quite dangerous for someone like him to be in charge of the entire national Republican Party.
I wish that somebody, would have caught the ear of President Trump before he comes out and gives this guy, a full-throttled endorsement and say, hey, he's not a Second Amendment guy. Can't we find somebody better suited?
We are a no-compromise gun rights organization. Right now, we're challenging the administration in court. A couple of months back, they claimed that there was going to be this task force from the DOJ to go after gun control, yet right now they are still defending the zero tolerance policy from the Biden era against gun shops and FFLs, and they're trying to moot the lawsuit that we have, and we're still going to fight it. That's what it comes down to. We don't care if it's Republican or Democrat, who it is, we will fight for the Second Amendment, no more, no less.
Yeah, well, we are glad that we have somebody like you on our side, Gun Owners of America, and people need to be aware of these issues so they can make sure that they talk to their representatives both here in the state of Florida and in D.C. and hold the people accountable. I think you touched on a very important point, is that we've got plenty of rhinos in the state of Florida that have been, they say some of the right things when it comes to the Second Amendment. When push comes to shove, their record does not back that up. And we're happy that we have you, Lewis, to remind us.
Yeah, the RPLF right now is campaigning that it's a pro-gun organization. It's going after the Democratic candidate for the governor. Yet, at the same time, it's defending Republican lawmakers who this past session blocked open carry, campus carry, repealing the under 21 ban, repealing the bump stock ban. It's kind of hypocritical for the state GOP to claim it's pro-gun and go after anti-gun Democratic candidates when it's defending pro-anti-gun Republicans.
Hey, real quick, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot here, but Byron Donalds very well could be our next governor. How much data do you have on him in terms of voting records and his Second Amendment thoughts?
On the Second Amendment, when he was a freshman lawmaker, voted into the state legislature through a special election, literally he was just there for a month or two, he voted against the Parkland bill. As a member of Congress, he's voted favorably on gun rights. We're not endorsing so far in this race, but hey, it's better than Wilton Simpson or Joe Gruters right now.
All right. Well, we always appreciate it. Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, thank you, sir, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, a lot going on when it comes to firearms, the Second Amendment, yeah. And we'll do our best to stay on top of it. And we got people like Luis looking out for us, so appreciate that. By the way, if you missed some of that interview, you can always get the podcast, The Bob Rose Show, available wherever you normally get your podcast. And so you'll never miss a minute of the show, including that great interview.
There you go.
It's 745 News Talk 97.3 The Sky.